Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan as we are live from Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard. If you want to come out and see us, register for those Tolo flags. Just saw them for the first time yesterday at Choctaw, and those went quick. So go ahead and come on out for your opportunity to get those today. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys inside. Mickey Spagnola, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, the first thing...
Why'd you let that happen, Mickey?
Yeah, one of the first things that Jerry said was that defensive front sure did whip us yesterday. And man, oh man, was this not a glorious evening for the offensive line of the Cowboys.
Yeah, they did struggle, gave up 5 sacks. I think there was another... 8 quarterback hits, ran the ball somewhat, but not effectively enough to keep that pass rush honest. Got in way too many third downs. You know, and the strange thing is when you throw for whatever Dak threw for 376, was that what it was? Something like that?
Right.
And you gain more yards than they did, and you only end up with 30 points. And I think that's probably the disappointing thing. You know, I was sitting there, I'm going, man, they've had so many explosive plays. So I counted them up. I believe it was 8 explosive plays for at least 18 or more yards. Well, the Cowboys had the same thing. But it didn't translate because you turned the ball over, you got your quarterback sacked 5 times, and you just made too many mistakes at bad times. And then just when – and they kind of teased you, right? Because you're thinking, this team has come back before. You know, they've come back from 21-0 down.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, they're coming. And, you know, they ended up getting the score at that one point to 30-27. And you're going, okay, yeah, you're in it. And then it's 37-30. And it's like, okay, give me one more possession. But they couldn't get a stop defensively.
So can I ask you about, I understand the football logic of why you kick the field goal. I really do at 37-27. I don't want this to be a, you know, hindsight kind of thing. I wrote it in my notes. I hated that call just because the flow of the game let you know that that defense wasn't stopping anybody. It was 6 straight possessions where they couldn't stop anybody. I really thought they should have gone for a touchdown right there, even because then potentially it could have been 37-34. Once they kicked that field goal, I was like, I think we're done.
Well, you had to score twice, right?
Correct.
All right. And if you go for it and you don't get any points, you're toast.
You're You're definitely right.
Now, I know, but the thinking is I get my three, and if I can get a stop, then I'm within a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the way – and go look at how teams do that all the time.
Sure.
When they're down 10 and they're driving and, you know, I don't know, you know, give me a minute something, and I gotta score 10 points, and if I go for it on fourth down and don't get it, game's over. But if I kick a field goal, then I've got a chance if I can get the ball back, right? And that's generally what the thinking is in that situation. And, you know, they didn't get a stop even if you scored the touchdown, right?
Sure.
You would have been down 10 points.
You're right about that. I guess I had just seen, like, you had, and I know Detroit had the one field goal blocked. Props to Sam Williams for that. But they had scored on the five other possessions, and so you'd gone six straight possessions without, like, forcing a punt. I guess in my mind, and I totally get what you're saying about cutting it to one score, I thought our best chance was getting a touchdown there and maybe hoping you stop them with a field goal. Because I guess at that point in the defense, I had no confidence that they could force a punt.
Well, now, especially when their average field position
their
12 possessions was the 41-yard line? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They couldn't cover a kick to save their lives. Something's got to give there. Because
agreed.
They've been terrible covering kicks, and Aubrey's doing his deal. Because those kickoffs are usually landing somewhere between the goal line and 7-yard line. That's all you can ask for him, right? But you got to go down and cover. It was awful. And then they're not blocking well on kick returns. So, yeah, the special teams, I thought, played a significant role in this game. I mean, if you look at it, Detroit began drives at the 36, the 47, the 42, the 47, the 41, the 49, and I'll give them the two at the 14. That was, you know, the turnover and then going for it on fourth down. But that's got to be better. That offense is too good that they only got to go, you know, half the field to score points, and they're just way too explosive with the speed they have. And I thought one of the things they did that was pretty smart, and it was kind of an adjustment they made after the Cowboys did get some pressure early, is they said, okay, now I'm going to give you some problems. I'm going to go three wide, and one of those three is going to be Gibbs lined up wide. And they did it repeatedly. And now who you if you got three wide receivers and then you put him out there, somebody's not going to be covering that should be cover that needs to cover, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really, really good move on their part. Now, you can't lose the turnover. So you lost the average possession yardage. You lost the turnover battle. Your quarterback was getting the hell beat out of him. But he's still in there throwing the way he was. And then you kick too many field goals. And I don't need to tell you about my field goal philosophy, right?
I'm with you, Mickey.
Impressive field goals, but frustrating nonetheless.
It sure played out. You kick that many field goals, you're falling behind because you're leaving 4 points on the field each time. Now, sometimes you got to kick one, like from, 55?
Yeah.
Was there a 59? Well, it was 63. I mean, he was kicking those like extra points.
Yeah.
Amazing. But again, 15 points when you needed to score touchdowns. So, and then you might have seen the two most atrocious offensive pass interference call you're going to see for the rest of the season. I don't know how the guy invented the one on Ferguson. he invented the call. It should have been holding, right? And so you know what it reminded me of? I forgot who the Mavericks were playing, and they got the layup to tie the game, and they called off, a charge because
yes.
he swiped his arm off his
That was
body.
Against Brandon Williams,
yeah,
right?
Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Well, that was the same thing. He swiped the guy's arm away from his leg that was clutching him, and
right.
they called offensive pass interference? Seriously? So you just had a lot of things going against you, and I think the hard part of that game was – we knew the Cowboys had this propensity to come back from behind. They would fall behind. They fell behind 21-0 and came back and won a game. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to play out. This is what they do. And they just sort of teased us. They got within 3. They got within 7. It's like, okay, here they come. And then the defense just faltered. So, yeah, it was not a good night. And a great night for the Lions.
Jerry mentioned multiple times with us just now the defensive middle, those tackles, and he kept saying the way like he didn't like they weren't used a certain way. Was it they weren't used, or were they just not getting what they needed up the middle?
Yeah, I just don't think they were. The pass rush wasn't consistently there. It kind of started off that way, but I think. A little bit what happened is, you know, they were using those blitzes, right? And so if you're blitzing, it's usually a linebacker. Well, they started throwing, if they picked it up or slowed it down and you didn't get there, they were running their Gibbs behind where the blitzes were coming from.
Oh, yeah.
And that started to burn them quite a bit. You got to be able to get pressure on Goff. And you saw early, you know, it forced a field goal of all things. But they just weren't consistent enough. And, look, I don't know if playing 4 games in 17 days caught up with them. But I think maybe not from a energy standpoint, but you're not practicing. Because the games are coming at you so fast. I'll guarantee you, for 17 days, they probably haven't been in pads one time. But this is, you know, the life you made for yourself by digging you that 3-5-1 hole. Because
about
it, when they were 3-5-1 and you saw what was coming up the next 4 games, if you said, you know what, if they can win 3 out of 4, I'd be happy. Well, you win 3 straight, and then you get beat, and nobody's happy.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
And so that, and you say nobody, and last night Dak said that he thinks everybody in that locker room's pissed off, is the word that if I can use it that way,
Me
Kevin.
Me too.
Did you kind of get that sense last night after the game?
I didn't get the feeling in the locker room.
Okay.
Just listening to Schottenheimer, I don't know if he was pissed as much as he was disappointed that they didn't play better. And to his credit, he'll point out, and we got to coach better too. And I get that, you know. But they kept hanging. That was the hard part. It was like the big tease, right? Here they come. Here they come. Oh no, they're not. And it happened repeatedly.
Yeah,
Mickey, I'm really glad that you said that, because when you get the deep touchdown to Flannoy and all of a sudden it's 30-27, like in that moment I'm thinking, how did this happen? Because it felt like you were trailing or really getting handled all night, and then all of a sudden you were right there. And I know I watched the whole game, but I was like, I still don't quite understand how this game is this close. So I agree with you on that.
You know, or how about getting the completion down to, what, the 2-yard line?
Yeah.
And then you get
a 50-yard penalty. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Or the what was the other one? They got the big play to get down inside the 20 or whatever it was, and then you get a 15-yard penalty piled on top for roughing the quarterback.
Yes.
And it's like, okay. You know, there were things like that, the tip pass for an interception. And even when they came out at halftime, right, it's 20-9, you know, but again, you had to kick a field goal when you were in position to score a touchdown. But yep. It's like, okay, it's 20-9. I get the ball. If I score, it's 20-16.
First play.
Well, first play, they get an interception. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are you kidding me? A really uncalled for fumble by Ferguson.
Yep. Yes.
Look, give it up. You got three guys tugging on you. Just go down. You caught the ball. You got yardage. You don't need to keep acting like you're Mike Ditka or something, trying to drag everybody along with you. Just
what
go
a contemporary
down.
Reference, Mickey.
I love it. I think it's all. He's always. I'm not lying. But you can ask Babe. I told him one day he asked a question about, you know, tight ends with the Cowboys, and I said usually the first person I think of is Mike Ditka whenever it comes to questions like that. So I love it.
I'm just giving you avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Mickey, is it time, though, to replace the rookie with Diggs after what happened last night?
I don't know about replays. did he have a tough game? Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
Now, is Diggs ready to go? Because obviously they decided that he probably, what, three limited practices after missing 6-7 weeks wasn't enough. You know, it didn't help that Clowney wasn't in there. But everybody's got injuries. And they worked him out before the game pretty extensively. And he was petitioning to play. I was just watching from afar. I could tell by the body language, the discussions that were going on. And I think they had to talk him off the ledge thinking, hey, you're going to get 10 days between games. Let's not go out there and have something happen to that hamstring that's going to cost you to miss 2 or 3 weeks. So that was sort of the decision they made. But, yeah. He's a rookie, right?
Yeah,
that was his
sure.
fourth game. It's going to happen. Hey, St. Brown's pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, he is. Sometimes, I don't know if you feel this way, Mickey, sometimes I feel like what the Jones family talks about works against certain players with the hype level. And I feel like Jerry and Steven have talked about Revel all year, that people expected him to come in there and be like Revis Island, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's his fault,
no.
But I think that's like the anticipation got built up really high there.
Like he was going to be Everson Walls and have 11 interceptions.
Exactly.
His rookie year.
Exactly.
Well, he doesn't have too tall Jones at left defensive end.
Absolutely. You're right about that. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up again on Monday and talk about how we got to win out.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Talk to you then.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. By the way,
Joe Green out there.
yeah. You're right. So a couple of quarterback notes for you. Lamar Jackson back at practice today for the Ravens. Obviously a positive sign for them. And then Kyler Murray not progressing as fast as the Cardinals would have hoped. He's out for the year. And one can't help but wonder, is that a wrap on Kyler Murray with the Cardinals?
Yeah, does he end up in Pittsburgh next year?
Ooh, that's interesting. Oh, I'm intrigued by that idea. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day, plus a choose-your-own-path, how to make a few billion dollars or afford a man story, next on The Fan.
Snap to Prescott. A little late pressure. Oh, he's going to be sacked in the end zone for a safety.
Hey, good news. It wasn't a safety. Bad news. The rest of the game. And also good news. I was going to say chicanery.
Uh-huh.
You could.
I don't know about that.
You know what it sounded like in this Taco Bueno? All right, look.
Everybody
Alec, we're at Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard. You would have thought that the one kid who was told not to show up to the prom suddenly showed up to the prom in an 80s movie, the way the record scratched and everyone went silent when I was about to say chicanery, because they thought I was just going to start firing off expletives on air. Yeah. All right, I'm not going to tell a charcuterie story because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. See,
please,
I allow it.
Me.
I allow it whenever you're at Taco Bueno, because I would be saying the same damn thing. So I'm okay with it. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Or if you want to put in an order for Corey, because, you know, he's got Plano money, he could maybe send you a carrier pigeon or something to get you some lunch. You could also do that as well. I'm going to do the same, and I'm going to open up one of the windows here in the studio and hope that a beautiful little pigeon comes in and drops off some beef roll-ups for me. That would be amazing. But the reality is, we got the question of the day. Plus, I'm going to let you guys choose your own path. Maybe this will be a new Friday thing that we do, where you get to choose the story. A way to make a few billion dollars if you can prove a theory right, or afford a man's story. I feel like that's all I need to tell you. Those are usually pretty interesting. So,
oh, my gosh, Kevin.
I'll let you be the judge.
A lot.
Lucy lost Florida. A tooth.
Oh, what? That is
so
not related to what he just
I
said.
I got going on now. I got to deal with a lost tooth and the tooth fairy.
And your wife
you
left
know,
you.
I think Alec, the tooth fairy and
no,
our
his wife.
Fight
his
each other.
Wife went out of town.
She left me.
She didn't leave him.
She left me.
Did you know that when I was a kid, and this just shows what a joyless individual I've been my entire life,
well, no.
I lost a tooth at daycare and it fell down the sink. And so what I did was I drew a diagram of where the tooth came out in my mouth and put that in my tooth fairy pillow so the tooth fairy would understand why there wasn't a tooth. This was when I was like 7.
I tried to tell her. I was like, the tooth fairy's not real. And she refused to believe
it. What the crap in hell did
what?
You just say?
I tried to tell her that, and she refused to believe
it. Yeah, because she doesn't believe you for being a liar.
Now I feel like I'm gonna have a tooth fairy in my house tonight while I'm without wife.
Okay, she's coming back.
Who knows when?
I'm pretty sure she'll be back tomorrow, right?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Jeez.
Well, okay. The show's going to be a lot different on Monday. Yeah, hey, guys. This, it's the C block.
Took a dark turn.
Hits and misses.
And the C block is going to get a lot more literal. We're going to go to the National Day calendar to start things off because I was informed that yesterday there was a great holiday that did not make it onto my National Day calendar. So I've switched providers for my information because I don't like liars, Corey. So. Mm-hmm. I have a new provider, and we have a long list today. Today is National Bartender Day, so shout out to all the bartenders that make our lives easier when we want to have a good night. It is National Back Friday Day, not Black Friday Day, Back Friday. This was founded in 2025 by the Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
Oh, see, you killed my theory by telling me that, because my theory was going to be today is the day when you go back to an ex. And you reconsider it.
Backslide.
It's Backslide Friday. We've all backslid, and it doesn't usually work out.
I married her. Oh. Then she left me.
You married your backslide?
And then she left me.
Oh.
Don't marry your backslide.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worked out so far for me.
Okay, but yours is not a traditional backslide. For you know what? We're not doing that.
It's
I'm not doing
that. It's a very complicated
story. It is very complicated.
It worked out until this week.
I'm glad you're not trying to do it today, Kevin. That sounded weird. Because after yesterday, you tried to get me put in the doghouse. So, yeah, let's leave that there.
You never connected me with your lady friend so I could explain what I was trying to do there.
You will on Sunday. Yeah, she called me after the show, and she was like, it's crazy, he's trying to get you put in the doghouse before we have a dog or a house. And I was like, yeah, that's a valid point.
All right, well, tell her I got questions for her on Sunday, too.
Oh, geez. It is also National Repeal Day. I'm going to act like that didn't happen. It is National Faux Fur Friday. We had National Faux Fur Day earlier this week. It's Faux Fur Friday today, and then it's also National Bathtub Party Day, because everybody has bathtub parties, I guess. I don't know.
Hold on. Is this where you fill it up with ice and drinks and stuff?
Yeah.
Or are we all sitting around a bathtub together?
Oh.
Hopefully you're not putting somebody in that bathtub with a new scar.
Oh, it says, Bathtub Party Day encourages us all to skip the ordinary shower and linger in the tub instead. I will not be doing that.
I don't know if I get the appeal of the tub.
Yeah, it's like a human mop bucket. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I do. All right. Sometimes I get it. I just want to lay in a warm pool of water. All right. Sometimes I get it, but not often. All right. Especially like you go to Oxnard. Got a gigantic. If they have a gigantic bathtub, I'm like, all right, I'm in. I invite other people. Justin Durant, he did not want to show up that night.
I remember that, and he looked at me and goes, what's wrong with this dude?
I had a light lavender scent.
And I had to answer for you. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. Well, I still don't.
Kevin, the question that you proposed earlier in the week has been canned until today. I want to know, from the mind of Kevin Hagland, as we go around here, what is something that you can tell is fake the second you see it? 877-881-1053, because this time of the year, I feel like is a great time to show off your skills when these Christmas and holiday gifts start floating around and you can start to see people who got a sale that was maybe a little bit too good to be true. And for me, there's a few things, but the number one thing for me is sneakers. I can tell whenever you got a bad pair of fakes or if you're wearing some replicas, which, hey, I'm not going to knock the replica game, especially if you're open about it. If you just tell me, yeah, I got some replicas of these because I don't want to pay Red October money. And I get that because I don't want to pay $5,000 for a pair of shoes either.
I'm sorry. I'm so stop. Pause.
This is what the kids say.
I'm sorry, Alec. As an older person, I am familiar with the submarine movie Red October, whatever that.
And the Rangers when they were hunting for the Red October because they were wearing red.
I am not familiar with the phrase in the way you used it, and I apologize for derailing your momentum, but I made a look to Corey. I am perplexed. Can you enlighten me?
Yes, so the Red October is a pair of Nike Air Yeezys from, I don't remember what year they dropped, but obviously Yeezy, they're Kanye West shoes. He wasn't with Nike for that long. He switched to Adidas. And it's his most popular pair ever, and they're super hard to find. And I'm looking at StockX right now. A pair in my size is being asked at $8,700. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money to spend on a pair of shoes. So if you get a nice pair of replicas and you just say, yeah, I wanted a pair of shoes that looked like them and I got replicas, I don't mind it. I'm not going to hate you for it. But if you're out here saying, yeah, I got some Red Octobers because I'm like that and you really got them for $45 on AliExpress, then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, just to hammer home my point, I don't know what that last thing that you said is either, but I will tell you, I feel like I'm really good. Look, I'm an old person. I feel like I'm really good at spotting fake trading cards, and that was one of the things that popped up, as well as the belts. Because, you know, I was looking for an old school 80s, first half of the 90s Intercontinental Championship as a potential Christmas present. And I just saw so many knockoffs that I was like, no.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
No, that's not real. That's not real. And it wasn't just the price, because some of the spots on eBay like had the right price that you would think, but I'm like, nope, fake.
Anthony Jeselnik has a good story about using a glass of bourbon to find out if something's fake or not, but that's a different story
tell that
for
story?
A different time.
You gonna tell that joke, Corey?
Cash. I used to be very good. I used to be very good with fake IDs when I was working in the bars.
That makes sense.
I had to kind of keep an eye on that, especially knowing the vicinity we were in. We were down by SMU, and there were a lot of kids that were coming in there, and they were trying to use dad's credit card and also trying to get drinks when they were underage. And TABC was always around there trying to make sure that people weren't drinking underage.
You know what's always weird? That also was the Texas Association of Basketball Coaches.
Oh, really?
So sometimes when I was trying to look up like high school basketball rankings at the newspaper, I would also get information about rules of alcohol
rules. But cash, if you ever seen the difference in dollars, like a real dollar bill and fake dollar bills, and counterfeit money is what I'm very good at checking out.
I had a friend.
No, you didn't.
His name was Frank. He became quite a well-known counterfeiter. He first started by faking checks, and then he became a fake pilot and a fake stewardess or steward. And then eventually he started counterfeiting money. He got busted by Tom Hanks, but they formed a friendship along the way. It was nice.
That's a movie reference.
That was the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
You can always tell Kevin's setup.
Yep.
And he's like, well, there was this friend of mine.
Yep.
You don't have any friends.
You know, I would say
that was really rude.
The same thing. First of all, that's hurtful. But I would say the same thing to anybody listening right now with babies, because when Noah was little, we were playing peekaboo, and you have to be careful because they could get hurt, and then they'll have to go to the ICU.
Go ahead and lay out.
There's one person laughing. I heard it.
I think he was laughing out of pity.
Whatever.
That's really out of pity.
That's a clever joke, and I don't care what anybody thinks.
Felt bad for you. Our own Jake Rietma has texted in and said, my estranged family members. Jeez. Shots fired.
Well, you can tell if they're fake or not?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Like, fake as in they're not good people.
Or they're not actually there kind of thing. Okay,
I think that's what he means. Unless they're just lying, like that episode of SpongeBob with Patrick's parents. I don't know.
How close are we? How far away are we from being unable to identify AI videos and pictures from real stuff? Is it getting too convoluted
now? I think we're there because I've really fallen in love with like the little kid who pretends to go and shoot a puppy with when he goes bang and then the puppy falls over. It's just pretend. It's with his hand.
Okay.
A little toddler can't. Well,
yeah.
But I've come to realize that I think not all of those videos are real. But I thought it was the cutest thing ever because he would go bang and then the puppy would play dead and then the next one would do it. And I was like, this is amazing. Too many kids do that with puppies to make me think that those are all real.
Like there's the bunnies that were jumping on the trampoline and everybody was like, oh, that's so amazing. They can already jump pretty high. Now they're on a trampoline and everybody's like, hey.
Okay. Huh. I often think that.
And Alec is so disappointed with this.
It has gone in so many different directions that I wasn't ready for, but that's usually what happens. I can't act like I'm surprised. But I did see the 817 said blue cheese for wings. It's all fake in Texas. From the 940, fake lips. Can spot those a mile away. There's lots of comments coming in about plastic surgery and stuff, which, hey.
What about trees? Like, can you spot a fake tree? Like, my favorite tree is the dogwood because it has the best bark.
All right. I'm going to pick the story for you. You lost your privileges. we're going to go to...
Man, so many head shakes.
Sweet Lord.
I'm going to try to make you some money, Kevin.
Two and a half hours left.
Thank you to the 940 for
thank the Lord.
Out that one.
I know. I read the text as soon as you started reading it, and I was like, I could just turn them off right now, and then I could keep going with my segment like a national radio host. But if you want to make a few billion dollars real quick.
I do.
You know, that would be cool. The CEO of Columbia Sportswear has offered to give away the company's assets to any flat earther who can provide photographic evidence of the edge of the planet. And
what?
Yeah, this is somebody with a $3 billion net worth. So if you want to try to make yourself a few billion dollars, I guess you can provide some evidence. But I will say there was a very smart catch here. So he did say that he would provide all of the assets for the company. Well, he has ended up, Tim Boyle is his name, after making that pledge, he made an LLC known as, quote, the company. So it's not actually going to be Columbia. It's going to be this fake LLC that only has about $100,000 worth of assets. So you're not going to get the billions that Columbia has. So he covered himself just in case, which is smart. Cover your ass at all times, figuratively and literally. But you would get $100,000 if you can prove it, which you can't.
Well, I thought it was a very entertaining edition.
It was a wild roller coaster right there.
AM on the FM. Coming up next, we will talk with sports broadcaster and the man who will be on the call for the SEC championship game. It is Dave Neal next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope to have on Dave Neal, who's going to be on the call for the SEC championship game in just a minute. By the way, Georgia-Alabama coverage will start 2:30 tomorrow right here on 105.3 The Fan. But we got a whole lot of other things happening in the moment as well. It is being reported, I believe it's Ross Dellinger, who is reporting that Penn State is going to hire Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. And then I've got some gridiron stuff for you guys if you want in the meantime as well.
That sounds good to me, man. Let's get some gridiron rolling.
Let's start with this. Jahmyr Gibbs. We've been tracking this. He is now tied with Barry Sanders for most touchdowns before turning 24. Him and Barry Sanders both with 47. In third place is Randy Moss. If you're in a category with Barry Sanders and Randy Moss for football excellence, that feels like an unbelievable place to be.
Yeah, one retired too early, and the other one never won. Neither one of them won a championship.
Man, you're hating on him. All right.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Will try to celebrate those accomplishments at some point. But right now, let's bring on broadcaster, the man who will be on the call for the SEC championship game. It is Dave Neal. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's championship week, man. Can't beat this.
See, and I know there's a lot to talk about there, but the news breaking like in the last few minutes, and I know it's been building up. What do you think about Penn State picking up Matt Campbell, or at least it would appear to be their next head coach?
Look, I had a chance to cover some Matt Campbell games before he got to Iowa State, and I was just impressed with him then. I think Matt Campbell's a really good coach. I don't think he's going to be one of those guys from Penn State fans who are going to be jumping up and down, but I think he's a good segue. I mean, I do think with everything that's happened with him the last couple of weeks, I think he should be able to kind of calm the Nittany Lion fans, but I know it's not what they were looking for, but I think he's a good football coach and a good man. And, best of luck. I mean, that's all you can really say at this point. You got to put together a recruiting class. You got to figure that out.
So we have kicked this around quite a bit, and I know the College Football Playoff Committee likes to talk about their points of data. Sometimes feels like I really wish they would tell us a little bit more about those points of data, but Georgia's in the College Football Playoff. Is Alabama a lock if they lose and perhaps lose badly?
I think that they're in. Here's why I say that. I think that there's a lot going on bigger picture than just this year. Obviously, the Big Ten wants to go to a 24-team playoff. Part of the reason is they want some automatic qualifiers where the big conferences get five teams automatically into the playoff. Right now, the Big Ten will only have three the way the format is now. The SEC has a chance to get five into this format. Why would they want to expand it? The system now seems to be doing just fine for the Southeastern Conference. But I will say this. Alabama, has, according to the ESPN College Football Playoff Predictor, has a 96% chance to get into this playoff regardless of the outcome of this championship game. They're the one team, I think. It drops down to 50-something percent based on all the math and the numbers and the outcomes of games. Drops down to 59% for Notre Dame, 56% for Virginia. James Madison's at 50%. I think Alabama, regardless, back to your initial question, will get into this. But this is an interesting dilemma in this discussion. And, they've got to figure this out. I think there's been an extension until the end of January, mid to late January, to figure out what the next iteration of the College Football Playoff will look like. I think it'll stay at 12 because I don't think anybody other than the Big Ten really wants to go to a massive 2014 playoff. My personal feeling is, let's get the 12 best teams. I don't know that we're getting the 12 best teams when you start adding in some of these group of five teams or group of six, however you want to phrase it these days. Now, if they're one of the 12 best, great. Go at it. I don't care who it is. But just giving automatic berths to some teams that don't even fall into the top 12, I think takes away from the teams that have earned the right to be in that mix. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to digest.
Is there anything particular on that front or any new things that you would introduce to help kind of tighten that up while still keeping some of the other conferences happy? Because you mentioned it, James Madison around here, we're looking at UNT. I know Virginia's got the possibility, but I don't think most people would argue, to your point, that those are like better teams than Texas. So is there anything specific you would try to introduce to like maybe make that more likely that the best 12 would get in?
Well, I will say this. I love college football. I love it. I do some of these, midweek games on ESPN that involve the North Texases of the world or, yes, the South Floridas and et cetera. And these guys work as hard as anybody else in the country. And sometimes they get lightning in a bottle and have those type of seasons. But people look at them and go, well, they played in a conference that, is the seventh ranked conference, power conference in the country. I do think that there are times where you can include those teams, but at the same time, don't penalize a team because they're in a big conference and play the best competition. And when the SEC goes to a 9-game conference schedule, Alabama shouldn't be penalized to be left out. That's the only argument you could make to expand the playoff, is that you would give, if you went to a 16-team playoff, that maybe you can do that with a power five, a group of five teams. I think the bottom line is, if you want to do this the right way, man, it is, you know, life's not fair sometimes. But you want to have the 12 best teams, and these people that sit around this meet in those meeting rooms to decipher who the 12 best teams are, should look at it top to bottom. Who are the top 12 teams, and let's go get it from there. That's all I'm saying. And I'm sure the underdog's great. It's a great story. But I just don't think you should penalize a team that would be number 10 or 11 because they play in a power conference.
Well, be prepared for some grilling, because my co-host graduated from UNT, and I think what you're saying is making him a little sad.
No. I'm a simple-minded college football fan. I went to North Texas. I understand this is a lightning in the bottle situation for them, especially, you know, losing their coach and hoping they can build on that next year with a new head coach. But I also grew up an OU fan, and so I watched OU this entire time. Can you kind of explain, though, that real difference for the simple-minded guys between what the SEC is all about versus all the other conferences?
Well, I will say this. First off, it's almost an unfair playing field. It is what it is, but, you know, the resources, certainly in the Big Ten and the SEC, and I think the ACC is still kind of falling behind. It's really, the two best conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. I don't think anybody's really going to argue that at this point. But it's an unfair playing field in terms of resources that the two biggest conferences have against everybody else. But I do say this, in that you would have to look at, if you say to yourself, with North Texas, and I hate to do this because I loved Eric Morris. I did a couple of North Texas games last year. I mean, I loved being around that program. I love everything about it. But are you just as a layman, I would say this. Do you think that North Texas could beat Oklahoma in a game? I mean, honestly.
I struggle to find it.
Right. And I think most people would. I'm not saying that they wouldn't win a game. But I'm just saying that it would be hard-pressed to knock Oklahoma out of that, as you brought them up, to put a North Texas team in there that might have one, two losses. Now, if a team runs the table and they go 12-0, I don't care where you play. At some point, you played some elite competition. You know what I mean? Whether you're in the group of five or not. And even 11-1 might get you if your loss is to one of those top teams. If you happen to schedule up and got beat by Georgia and that's your only loss, then maybe there is that argument. I would say right now, maybe James Madison might have the only true argument based on a record right now. And it's even hard for me to just fathom James Madison beating an Oklahoma or an Oregon or an Ole Miss or Texas Tech. That's where I come in with, is it the 12 best that we're throwing out there this year? Or last year, was it the 12 best?
Right. Now, you're going to be on the call. We're going to cover the game right here on 105.3 The Fan. 2:30 coverage starts, kickoff a little bit after 3. How do you see Georgia and Alabama actually breaking down going into tomorrow?
Interesting that both teams coming off games where they didn't play their best, rivalry games, and obviously that you never know what's going to happen in those types of games. But regardless, both these teams weren't playing their best football heading into this game. However, I do think that from an injury standpoint, there are some key elements, and Georgia took a big blow when they lost their starting center, Drew Bobo, to an ankle injury last week against Georgia Tech, and that the whole offense, we usually don't call offensive linemen when they go down for an injury, but Georgia's offense really sputtered when Bobo left the field. He is their leader up there. He's making all the calls, helping out Gunnar Stockton. They went for 150-something rush yards in the first half and less than 50 or just around 50 in the second half, and a lot of that had to do with the shuffling of the offensive line. I think that's going to be a huge, storyline for Georgia. Can they figure it out? Georgia started running the ball pretty well here in the second half of the season, but ran into a problem with Georgia Tech. And meanwhile, Alabama, you know, I like Alabama's team. I think that they're, you know, maybe not as good as they have been in the past, but there's something about this group that really impresses me. And Ty Simpson has just been fantastic for them as a leader. And I have a hard time thinking that Alabama is going to get run out of the building. And as people talk about that, if Alabama loses by a big margin, what happens to them? I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is a Kalen DeBoer team that is gritty, gutsy, and will fight you, man. They've got a little bit of spunk in them this year. So I think it's going to be a really close game. Georgia's got to find a way. And, you know, we talk about traditions, you know, these storylines that evolve over years, and Kirby's had a hard time. 1-7 against Alabama as their head coach, and Georgia's just really struggled against them. Every team's different, but at some point you think that stuff still registers with these guys because everybody asks them about it. So right. I do think that is an obstacle that Georgia has to get over if they want to win this game.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to hearing you on the call right here on The Fan, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, listen, just want this before I leave. I just want you to know I'm a big fan of the Mean Green. I don't want you to
thank
all you. People in the Dallas area. I love the Mean Green. I do. All right, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Dave.
There you go. Dave Neal right here on 105.3 The Fan. Big day of college football tomorrow. SEC championship game. Coverage starts at 2:30. After that, 1 versus 2, the Big Ten championship game. Coming up next, ooh, this is going to be tough. Dallas Cowboys, thank you, and mostly no thank you notes after a crushing loss to the Lions right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.